Hello, welcome to Corona Chronicles. Yep, we've got a different setup. We're trying something different. But we're still looking at Mark's Gospel. We're just going to read a couple of chapters and then we're going to discuss a couple of verses and then we're going to discuss together. So it's Mark chapter 9, verse 38. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. It's a strange little incident, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you do wonder why Mark quite put it there, but he is teaching his disciples what they should be up to when he leaves.
Yes.
And so it's probably a very important bit of teaching, isn't it?
And they clearly think they've done a good thing here, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because they haven't bothered going to Jesus to check first. They've sort of thought, oh no, Jesus wouldn't like this, and told this man to stop. And then they've sort of, imagine them like sort of swaggering up to Jesus saying, Jesus, by the way, we heard there was this guy preaching, but don't worry, we told him to stop because he's not one of us.
And I love Jesus because he does make us jump, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He sort of breaks into your life to tell you the opposite to what you thought.
Every time you think you've got it right.
You got it. And he says, do not stop him. But he gives reasons why.
Yeah.
So this isn't just a bloke, as we'll see. He isn't just a bloke that sort of set up his own ministry.
Yeah.
And he's just putting in the name of Jesus at the bottom of the sort of his ministry, but he's doing his own thing. It's his own message.
Mm.
So Jesus clearly shows us what he is doing. For no one who does a miracle in my name. Now we know that that was casting out the demon.
Yep.
And we know that from chapter 9, Jesus says, you can't cast these demons out to his disciples without prayer.
Yes.
You need to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably this bloke has relationship with Jesus, has come to Jesus and asked him for
he must have done.
Yeah, he must
otherwise
have done.
He would be still struggling. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he says this, that doesn't say anything bad against me.
Mm.
It's very Jesus-centered, isn't it?
Mm.
So this isn't a bloke who's just doing stuff in the name of Jesus that is against who Jesus is, his character, and who he is.
Yes.
He's a understander of that Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth.
Yes.
And he will be the crucified one. So it's amazing what's going on here, isn't
Definitely,
it?
Definitely, yeah. And he goes further than that because it's not just in Jesus' name and saying bad things about him, but he goes on and says, for whoever is not against us is for us. And then the question is, well, who is that us? Is it Jesus the Father and the Spirit? Is it Jesus and one or two? It's the apostles that are with him.
Yeah.
So you were saying earlier that this is Jesus's testimony and the apostles' testimony and teaching as well. The authority that Jesus has given the apostles. So whoever's not against the apostles, and that's the difference. The guy who's got his tent up with the little Jesus signature at the bottom, if he's preaching something other than what the apostles have taught us in scripture, then he's not for Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Jesus says, whoever's not against us is for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, if anyone's against you and your teaching, they are against me.
Yeah, absolutely. So because Jesus passes on the body of teaching that is going to build the church to the apostles.
Mm.
Yeah, so if the local bloke in town, the minister who stands up and says Jesus isn't Lord and Jesus isn't the resurrection and the life, I'm happy to stop him.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the power, I haven't, but, I'm happy to stop him.
Yeah.
But the bloke that you see that's slightly odd maybe, not doing it the way you would think is the best way to do it.
What, the guy on the street preaching? Oh,
standing in Kingston preaching on a box and he looks a bit old-fashioned.
He's having a go,
But he's preaching the apostolic Jesus.
Yeah.
It's right for us to say, brother, thank you for that, even though you might not want to do it that way.
Yeah.
Because he's a brother. I don't want to stop him.
No.
The Lord surely can use us in our eccentricities and weirdnesses.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep, so I guess it speaks to us like that.
Mm, as a church?
Yeah, as a church, we're not the only ones.
No.
How dare you think you are? Or we're not doing it better than those blokes, you know, necessarily. You know, we're just doing it maybe differently.
Yeah.
But if it's the same apostolic message,
yeah,
bless them.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
Thank God for them.
Yeah. And who's doing it perfectly anyway? I mean,
certainly not us.
Yeah. So we can't say, look, if you want to hear the real gospel, come to Cornerstone, you know.
Yeah.
But don't go anywhere else. That's not right at all. No. And obviously there are places that won't give you the gospel because they're not for Jesus and for the apostles. Mm. And I think we get onto that in the next section.
So let's wait for that.
Okay.